Soul Recovery is not just this podcast. It is a community. And each month on the first Monday, we get together on Zoom to support each other. I give a topic, then we break into small groups. It's a powerful way to be seen and witnessed and heard and supported through your own soul recovery journey. This is free to attend and open to everyone. Go to the website to register. The next one is May 6th from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Also, in June on the 8th and 9th is an in-person soul recovery retreat in Lafayette, Colorado. This is going to be a weekend of incredible transformation, learning how to use soul recovery in your life and to leave that weekend transformed. Visit the website for more about what to expect and how to register. Enjoy the episode. Start by taking a deep cleansing breath, allowing yourself to find the rhythm of your breath, the in and the out. Gently settling into this moment right here, right now. Turning within to your inner sanctuary of peace. In this place, you are connecting to your higher self, to your connection with your higher power, safety, guidance, knowing, and wholeness. This is a meditation using the cards from Abraham Hicks on well-being. I invite you to stay with your breath and listen to these words and allow them to wash over you like waves. Allow them to be your words. Allow them to be your voice. Allow them to be the knowing that you are indeed being guided and held by your higher power. Take this time to rejuvenate and rest, listening to these words, these affirmations. By visualizing my desired outcome, the perfect action is always inspired. It's my dominant intent to look for what I want to see. I can relax into my natural well-being. The vibrations of my being influence the universe. I envision more and act less. Through the corridor of my joy is the pathway to my desire. It's not my responsibility to convince anyone of anything. It is not my work to control others. I inhibit no one. We each create our own reality. Every emotion I feel is guidance from my adoring inner being. I'm not here to fix anything. I'm here for fun. I'm learning that all my problems resolve themselves. I bless and appreciate every religion. I choose my unique path to joy. Is well. This is a glorious time for me to be on this earth. As I breathe deeply, I feel myself thrive. Well-being is my natural state of being. I am selfish enough to want to feel good. The universe knows me, and the universe adores me. When I appreciate, I feel so very good. I look for positive aspects in every experience. Whatever abundance I seek is mine. It is the law of attraction. There is an abundance of everything. The universe is big enough to fulfill my every intent. My future isn't about my past. Life is only about the now. I make many decisions, and I make them right. practice the science of deliberate creation. Nothing is more important than that I feel good. To feel better is the root of every desire. For us to feel better is the only reason for any of us to want to do anything. My purpose of life is joy. Whatever I give my attention to, wanted or unwanted, I am creating. The law of attraction is the most powerful universal law. It's my friend. Seeking approval of others hinders my joyousness. Physical well-being is only one good thought away. What's my big hurry? It's all for joy, and all is well. The measure of my success is my joy. My happiness is my greatest gift to others. My health and well-being are natural forever. Desire is at the beginning of all creation. I want to feel good. The harder I push against it, the more I attract its essence. My joy doesn't depend on the approval of others. First, I seek joy, and all else follows. When I'm feeling good, I'm allowing in good. The main event isn't the destination, it's my joyous journey. Anything I can imagine being, doing, or having, I can be, do, or have. How wonderful I am. The secret of creating anything desired. Get happy. There is nothing for me to guard against. I see this day as a positive new beginning. It's never too late to have a new beginning. And as you contemplate these affirmations, these knowings, allow yourself to ground into the center of being. You are open and receptive to a life that is full, healthy, and expansive. Repeat this meditation to ground yourself in these positive thoughts, this knowing that your thoughts are powerful, that your well-being is important, that you can create the life of your dreams. This is soul recovery. The Recover Your Soul podcast and its content is for educational purposes only and is not allied or representative of any organizations or religions. It's based on the opinions and experience of Reverend Rachel Harrison. Recover Your Soul claims no responsibility to any persons or entity for any liability, loss, damage, or cause alleged to be caused directly or indirectly as a result of its use. Applications or interpretations of the information represented herein. Take what you need and leave the rest.